DW Mobile.
POT Mobile.
2KN4 TFW.
Morning, my fellow essential worker.
Yeah, roger on that one.
Yesterday.
Not too bad. Annette, I see they're going to extend the... We were going to be down just Sunday for Easter, but now they're going down Saturday morning, not coming back up till Tuesday morning, and only a couple of machines coming back up. Next week, we're going to be real slow.
Oh, man, that stinks. I thought you guys were picking up a little bit since they weren't getting some of the stuff from overseas.
Yeah, we did, but now, you know, with... About half of our product line is, you know, customer specific, and I think a lot of that's still going. But then the rest of it is, you know, just generic stuff you would use at different venues and sporting events and schools and stuff like that. And, you know, and none of that's going on, so all that business is slow. So our warehouse is pretty full, so I think they're going to run inventory down a little bit.
To that, man, that stinks. I hate to hear that. Oh, man, I hope we can get through this thing soon and get people back to work.
Yeah, but I ain't seeing it happening probably before summer.
With you on that. I don't see it anytime immediate.
Yeah, it's yesterday.
Hey, I'm steady. You know, I got a good bit. Stuff to do right now. Yesterday was probably the first day that I didn't take in just a whole bunch of stuff. Lately I've been taking in a good bit of stuff and just kind of lining things up, which is good. So hopefully we'll see how the day goes, see if we get a bunch of stuff come rolling in, but we got a good bit to do today.
That's good. At least a lot of the trucks are still rolling.
That there's a it's odd to see, you know, some people running, some people not, and but yeah, there's still people moving, so we're gonna try to keep them rolling, try to keep that product flowing from place to place.
Yeah, I've just been struggling to find enough cleaning supplies and enough alcohol. They're going through alcohol about, I don't know, 10 gallons a day on average, probably.
Man, that's a lot. Yeah. Hey, those things you were talking to Mike about yesterday, did you happen to have any in a small?
No, I didn't check. I didn't know that they came in different sizes, but I can find out.
Didn't realize that either. I was talking with Rebecca, and, you know, I've got stuff for us, but when she actually uses them, she technically uses a small, so I didn't know if there was any of those available through you, because if so, I'd like to grab a few.
And at 7, I'll check with her and see. I didn't realize that there was several different sizes, I don't guess.
Mr. Key.
Now, Ken, do you guys have any, you got a lead on anything that you use as a disinfectant?
I'm at alcohol, and then we've been using, I got a bunch of that germicidal bleach, but we haven't been using a lot of it, but I think I got about 40 gallons of it.
Spray that stuff on, let it sit, and then, like, wash it off?
Evaporates. Bleach, right?
Yeah.
Been using it. I know we used to use it a good bit. We used to use it only when, you know, when we had a blood spill or something like that. But then they got a bunch of it in. But then somebody said that the bleach wasn't doing any good on the virus. But dang, I gotta believe it's better than washing your hands. But we haven't been using a ton of it, so I don't know where they're using it at.
Everything off. Beam.
around about every 2 hours and cleans all the doorknobs, all the handrails and everything.
Little steam box for those hazards for steam, because steam's really the way to do it.
This is the first morning I can definitely tell a difference on the roads with so few people. Mobile, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. KN4TFW.
4POT.
Good cat, all right. Crazy cat's behaving this morning?
Look, you need to get that thing to the vet.
So I think he just decided he was tired of fighting with me every day.
Yeah, now.
Fair enough, Warren. Believe me, he does that. Like the water bottle. 3 hours he'll be running around doing crazy stuff. He's just sleeping. He's in intermission right now.
This morning?
4 after 6 this morning.
Did he get out there this morning? He hadn't sent me a message. He got done at 4:15 yesterday. He was at home taping a nap by the time we were on the road.
So he got home early today, too.
Usually texts me or something, sending me some kind of message, but I don't have nothing from him today.
I hear about 4, no one was in there. You gotta make sure we're still doing okay. I went up to 159 and I'm still having fun with that repeater. God darn, I keep pressing my finger up. You saw it all the way. Well, on your trip.
I'm in downtown right now.
4 after 5, probably. 30. I just guessed it because I knew about how long it had been. And that guy that's calling me out with that Dodge this morning. I forgot about the 383. It's up, or the 318. It's got a seal where it doesn't have the piece that I thought it did. I forgot. I was thinking that big block. That's a small block, so it's a 2-piece seal. You just gonna have to loosen the crankshaft up and pry the crank and play around and get the seal. It won't be that bad, but it will be something he's gonna hate it because the vane's about 120 foot pounds torque. So he's gonna enjoy that one. He's already gonna be tired of that one.
That's KM4 and AP. There he is. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning, Tim.
Yeah, doing good today.
Well, I'm glad. I just got done. I would have been home sooner, but I was on the phone with one of the other carriers. So I had to take care of that. And just got off and trying to catch up.
So how'd you get done so early yesterday?
When I pulled in, the papers were already there and sitting and waiting on me. Well, I always have the same drivers bringing our papers. As far as I know, it's the same driver out of Knoxville. Brings papers from Knoxville and then to a place over in Greenville. He unloads, and then they divide them out to separate delivery trucks.
So the driver, jump out of here. 7-3 to everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
7-3, Stem.
Yeah, 7-3, Stem. KN4TFW.
Ed, do you ever talk to the driver?
He's a driver out of Knoxville. Like I said, he comes in from Knoxville, drops the papers off in Greenville. Now, I have talked to the owner of the company about what was going on.
Little shake in his step.
Not heard it yet this morning at all. Thing flying.
I mean, any cars up to about 45 minutes ago.
This time of morning, the road is crazy.
Working.
Affirmative. She's working from home. Commandeered my computer. So, she got more junk on that thing. I can't wait for them to go back to work so I can clean my computer.
Motel right here at Augusta Road and 29. And then it's usually full. There's cars everywhere, and they're parking in the Taco Bell parking lot and that thing. So there's probably 8-10 cars in the whole parking lot.
A lot of these businesses, they're just going to realize it's not worth it. They're just not going to stay here, plain and simple. You're a real nice area to live, and I just can't believe it's trash like this. How many people Connecticut has compared to South Carolina? I think we have 6 million. Is that sound about correct? I'm pretty sure Connecticut's a lot smaller than South Carolina is, if I'm not mistaken. That's hard. I haven't seen a map, a braille map, in so many years. You don't see them very often. And one time, we looked around through the... I went to some place, and they had a 1977 copy of Playboy magazine in braille. That was pretty funny. But right here, you said you're almost... You got to be getting pretty close to work. It's probably about... Like you said, it was 5:30 before, so... Probably about a quarter up now, so you're probably getting pretty close.
5 minutes out, but they're not going to let me in till straight up 6 anyway.
Well, but that's interesting. That I tell you, when I was on the road the other day, I was like, I couldn't believe there was nothing, there was not a lot out there. Let's put it that way.
You'll find what you needed at the grocery store.
Ain't any problems at all so far.
TR yesterday, and I mean, a good bit of the shelves were bare. I took some pictures. It was, freezer section was about bare. The pet aisle for dog and cat food, it was about bare. There's a lot of stuff missing.
Is there anything special you need, let me know, and I'll go see if I can get it over on this side.
We got just about everything. I can't think of anything that we specifically needed that they didn't have. We've got pretty much everything. We got some milk and some soda pops. They had that, a good bit of that stuff in stock, and some cans of this and that and the other, and then some fresh vegetables.
Got something y'all need, I'll go see if I can find it, and I'll get it to you.
Please do. I'll get together with you guys, get some of those fresh wild blueberries, because they're pretty good. They're pretty good for you. Blackberries, actually. Blackberries, actually.
We couple of three blueberry bushes, and I got blackberry bushes all over the place. There's nothing bearing fruit right now. Well, I appreciate the offer, Ed.
I think you'll get some in a couple of months, probably.
Help them, y'all do the same thing for me. It's pretty much on the quiet side on this area back in here because all the students are gone. They're doing their classes over the internet, and they can't come back to campus, so they all had to go home.
It's a ghost town.
Write up one of the papers this morning about downtown Clemson being a ghost town.
Yes.
Go just about anywhere I need to go without any problems. And if school was in around lunchtime, it'd be backed up for at least a mile and a half.
Charlotte, go to Liberty Engine Parts one time, about 5 months ago, with a friend of mine, 6 months ago now. Man, it was that place was hot, especially around lunchtime, forget it.
Got my coffee and a pack of crackers, I can survive.
Even need them crackers.
I don't, all I got to do is look at my belly and tell that.
made me laugh one morning. She goes, I said, we got to cut this little thing down a little bit. She started laughing. I all of a started laughing at Doctor's office. 60 miles ago. I lost 100 since last year, so we're getting there.
Was the frequencies in bad shape yesterday when you got on? So over my way, you couldn't hardly hear anybody.
You know, I never even fired it up. It was supposed to be thunderstorms and that, and I had it all disconnected, and I never even got on HF when I got home.
The guy up in Virginia said his noise level was running 20, 25 at times.
Look at all like that.
I know guys used to run 2,000 watts to that tent. One time I talked to some guys on AM, they were running 800 watts, and we were on 3085 one day. I was running low power, but they were running high power, and their system was 60 over S9 back in the week against the pen. Now, I could hear them, but I'll tell you what, the weak ones, forget it. Anything under 30 over 9, I mean, you just do it hard to pull it out. It is 0B in the AM signal, and use the sideband receiver to pull it out. And I did pull it out. You carry a good upper sideband, you can knock it right down, and you can zero it right out.
Another pretty day, at least I hope so anyway, KM4 and AP Friday.
Thunderstorms, I think they're going to go by.
Heard of any? Now, I know, I think North Carolina's supposed to get some rain today.
To get rid of Paul, but the thunderstorm, we could do without. Because I got a glass jar to throw the antenna cable into, but I got to remember to wrap it up with a blanket, so just in case. Because if lightning hits, the glass jar will shatter it, so you got to wrap it up in a blanket or something like that, so in case it shatters it, you don't get cut to death. A guy got killed one time, that happened, and the lightning hit the antenna and the glass jar exploded. I think it killed the guy. I don't know how it happened, but I think it did.
Kind of business.
More than normal, but it's steady. Tim is pushing people back a little bit. I mean, we got a bunch of stuff going on. We've got a bunch of engine stuff going on, but nowhere near what it had been. Our road call situation is down. But I dispatched a guy last night at 3 a.m. On one over in Piedmont. But we're slow, but we're steady. And I guess steady being the main thing.
You steady, that means you've been killed and you're going to be able to still operate.
For the several loans that were out there, or grant, you know, one's a loan / grant, Paycheck Protection Plan. Hopefully that will carry us through any major slow time.
As long as you call your employees back or you keep your employees, it turns into a grant, you don't have to pay it back.
Really afford to get rid of anybody. I mean, with my management, overhead management, I've got to have the number of techs that I have. I actually need two more, but I'd hate to hire them on at this point in time. I wouldn't want to give somebody a job and then send them go on unemployment or something.
It'd be worth waiting, because we don't have but what, about three more weeks?
I'd say, yeah, probably the end of the month.
Get the little case for Easter bunny for Christmas. For Easter, have a little Easter, he can have his Easter bunny here. It's kind of fun. He's old enough to probably not do that, but a lot of kids still do it.
No gathering this Easter.
No, I mean, it's unfortunate, but I guess we'll do what we gotta do.
see. Hey, Ken, why is Nikki's office over in y'all's facility?
Hey, Parson, if my spend is a certain amount per year, then she's free and she doesn't cost me anything. And she does all my daily, day-to-day stuff, like the issuing of parts to the work orders and the cycle counting and the a lot of the ordering that isn't special that, the computer kicks out because they fell below the minimum, and she does a lot of on-site stuff there. So she works out of our plant, but she works for the other company.
Our sales representative.
Well, no, my sales rep is Brandon, and he used to be in plant, twice a week, and that all day, and that to help us with projects and stuff like that, but we got him dogged off. But she's a regular on-site person. She does all, like I said, all the daily, all the daily, just the tasks that you have to do every single day, and that, so she does a lot of that.
Employed by both companies?
No, she's employed by Valen, just because my spend is about $1 million a year with them, then she doesn't cost the company anything for her to be on site.
And how that working?
Yeah, I've had somebody on site since 2012.
You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. She takes care of it.
Yeah, all the parts the guys, pull during the day for work orders and everything, then she'll grab the tickets, issue them out to the work orders, and then, run the computer, and then if it fell below the minimum, then it'll kick out an order, and she'll place the order, and she'll contact the vendor and make sure that they got the PO, and then she'll do the daily receiving and stuff like that. And if I need something special, she might run out and get it, or she might quote it for me or stuff like that. Then I have a guy that I have supplies like nuts and bolts and fittings and that, and they keep the bins full, and he comes by every Monday and does that. And then he does all the safety cabinets and keeps all those full and everything. He comes by twice a week. Slow starting next week. We were going to be down Sunday for Easter, but now we're going down Saturday morning and not coming back up until Tuesday morning. And then only about three lines are coming up, and we're going to be real slow next week. KN4 TFW.
Wow, that's just how they say you ought to do that.
Shutting down. So your guys are shutting down for 3 days?
Yeah, Roger, go down Saturday morning and don't come up until Tuesday morning, but then only three of the 14 machines are coming up.
If that's due to a slowdown, do you expect deeper cuts the more we go?
It's got me a little bit worried. I went to one of the, where the old Estes building is over there off of, I forget what the road is, but we rent some space out there, and that thing's full. There's like 150,000 cases of product over there, and the warehouse is getting full, so I think they're going to let some of it run down because, about half of our business is venues and sporting events and schools and colleges and stuff like that, just the daily day-to-day, and that stuff is all closed down.
Well, hopefully by the end of the month, stuff will break loose again.
I'm just not seeing it right now, but hopefully.
See, it's going to take the airline about 10 years to get back where they were.
What's going to happen is you got to stay at home, and then you got the essential employees. And then they're gonna blow up and say, tell the companies, you're not protecting us. You're making us work, but you're not protecting us. And you got to get me some masks and everything. And those, you're not gonna find those. And so I expect here in the next couple of weeks that if we don't do something, we might be shut down. KN4 TFW.
Wow.
Guys doubled.
A friend of mine has done it. I'm not sure what they're using. I'll have to find out. First idea to say, it's hard not to double.
Doing okay?
Complaints, at least not right now, no.
You're sickness, aren't you?
Maybe it's just a 24-hour stomach bug.
That's all it was. Of course, you don't physically see a lot of people, do you?
The ones I see most is kids and grandkids, but as far as other people, very few.
Yeah, I was concerned them grandkids done brought something over they wasn't supposed to, but steel stomach bug, they ain't supposed to bring that over anyway. Well, I'm destinating, I'd say, 7-3s to everybody, Al, Ed, Ken, 7-3s to you guys. Have a safe day. Be careful. Ed, glad you made it home. Had an uneventful night. And we'll catch you guys tomorrow morning, Lord willing. KK4NXE.
Good one, Mike. And I'll hopefully talk to you in the morning. On the way home, be careful and don't get sick. So, 7-3s, KM4NXE. Be clear. And back to Ken.
Yeah, 73, everybody. I'm going to jump out of here, too. They're starting to let them in. So everybody stay safe, and hopefully, like Mike said, catch everybody in the morning, and hopefully this stuff will be over with soon. KN4TFW.
Good one, Ken. Have a good one, Al. I'm going to go in and grab the coffee. So KN4P. KN4NAP will be clear.
I'm just going to lay down, sir. I saw him pour that nurse, he's like a sneaky little nap time. Can't have one clear.